the combine's becoming, you know, a media circus.
Yeah, just like everything else with the NFL, every year it seems like there's more people present, more interest, more everything. And the teams, for the most part, are cooperative and, you know, willing to help out. So it makes it easier for us to do our jobs.
Reggie had a pretty good draft last year. I think we could all agree. But they've got to follow it up and really get some Derek Carr some help around. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest part of the equation is to have a good young quarterback. Not many bad teams have good young quarterbacks. So now the challenge is build around him, give him the weapons he needs, the protection he needs, and work toward building the kind of defense that will allow the team to become competitive.
And don't you think the division kind of might be changing the momentum now with, you know, Manning sort of maybe coming back, maybe not? I mean, there could be a chance in the next couple of years for things to get flipped on its side.
Yeah, I mean, at some point Manning's not going to be back. He's now in that Brett Favre phase where it's every year, one year at a time, and maybe this is the last year. Maybe the Broncos try to squeeze him to take less money and it all falls apart. I still think there's a chance something like that could happen. So there's an opportunity there. And, you know, we've seen time and again, the team that is overlooked, the team that is disregarded, the team that is just assumed to be horrible, sometimes they can piece it all together and surprise everybody. I mean, the Cowboys, to a certain extent, did that last year. Nobody expected anything out of them, and they end up having one of the best years they've had since their last Super Bowl win.
Finally, Jack Del Rio brings in, you know, he's got that old Raider to him. Seems like a pretty good fit for the open team.
Just, first of all, no tree stumps in the locker room. Or more importantly, no axes in the locker room. And I say that in jest. I think everybody learned a valuable lesson from having an axe and a tree stump in the locker room in Jacksonville. I know that from the perspective of the Raiders, Del Rio is the guy they wanted. And he's got the experience. He's had success in Jacksonville. The question is, what can you do going forward? And some people look at it and say, well, no one else even interviewed Jack Del Rio. What makes him qualified to get a second chance as a head coach? Doesn't matter. All it takes is one team to want him. The Raiders want him, and we see what he can do.
All right, fourth pick. I'm not going to put you on the spot with a player, but do you go wide receiver there, or do you take one of these good defensive tackles or ends?
I'd rather get defensive end. I think after quarterback, defensive end, the most important position. And we're seeing more and more good receivers come out and make an impact right away, in part because they're catching passes at every level now. It's throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. And a lot of the bigger receivers are able to catch, like, the back shoulder throws. And so I think you can find – it's almost like becoming like the running back position. You can find a competent running back later. You can find a competent receiver later.